This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Woo! Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Be a lot happier if I wasn't up till 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, no.
What happened?
What happened? You got me on this Big Brother habit.
Oh,
I'm like,
poor thing.
I can't go to bed. I'm sitting there like a bleep.
Like
you
a
know
junkie?
What? Like, yeah, like crap. You start at 9?
Oh, they start at 9?
Oh, you and your early CBS feed.
I got the early feed,
baby. I'm going to tell. I'm going to call New York CBS.
Call whoever you want. I went through channels. I got that fair and square.
It takes a long time to get that stuff.
It took a long time.
I used to
time.
Have it. And
what
then
happened?
I don't.
You moved.
Yeah.
Every time I move, I have to go through the whole process mm-hmm. again, and it blows, so I can never move again. I'm not doing it.
All right.
Because this time I couldn't get the other feeds. I only got the CBS feed, so I can't watch other networks early. It's nice though.
So just blow it. Who got kicked off?
Oh, nobody got kicked. Oh yeah. Somebody
oh, I
did
thought
get
there was an
off.
Eviction.
Thursday. I forgot.
Did you watch it? So
yeah,
you watched,
I watched it.
So. I know that I often am sort of scattered while watching TV. I've got laptop.
Yes.
I get up and walk around right in the middle of crap. So
you really got to worry. I mean, you are 50 years old. You really need to concentrate on those.
I have to go pee.
On those
again.
Attention skills.
Whatever.
He is like, it's like even when he sits still, his leg is going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't.
His arms can't stop moving.
It doesn't work for me. So I missed. I don't understand. So they didn't use the.
They did not.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
They didn't use the thing.
No.
But they didn't even ask her about it, did they?
I don't know if the producers did and they just don't show that. Like, are you going to want to use it? Because
so they didn't.
No, not that I saw. It did seem like they suggested it a few times. Like, Julie brought it up and will she use this power? And she certainly was talking about whether or not she should use it. But
Sam, right?
Sam, yeah, so she has this power where she can... She had an option, like whoever got voted out would have a game or a challenge to play to possibly come back into the house. So she's left it up to, so whoever gets kicked out next week is going to have this chance.
But there was no moment where they prompted her to, will you use your power?
If they did, they didn't show it.
Okay.
And I'm sure they just wanted it to be.
I truly thought, I must have, and I can't stay up any longer.
Right.
I can't rewind and I can't stay up another minute.
Well, they... left her for the last person to vote. So
yeah.
I guess that was when, you know, but they didn't ask her, do you want to use that? They just let her vote. And then Julie went, okay.
I was so tired. It ended and I got in bed and I usually try to read a little news or something. And I open my iPad. I'm like, oh, I'm falling. Oh. I just was like completely.
Well, yeah, it's 10 at night. Late.
I'd been up since 3. I couldn't. It's so funny to be. I mean, it's great, and I didn't want anything. If I think about coffee, I'll start to wake up.
Oh.
If I think.
What do you mean? Like, if you. You mean
just
at
the
night?
Simple. Yes. There's things that I can't go anywhere. I can't do my pre make my coffee
uh-huh.
at night. If it's on my fingers and I smell, no, I just. It's just associated with waking up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. I need to. Everything's got to be aim. Anyway, I got it, and I just was like, I got to ride this.
I'm going to ride this wave right down into Sleepy Town.
Won't you take me to Sleepy Town?
Yeah, I was in bed at 7:15 last night, sleep by 7:30.
Good.
Woke up once at 2 a.m., looked at the clock, and went, oh, a couple hours left.
Oh,
right
boy.
Back at it. Good, a good night's sleep.
2 a.m., a couple hours. I'm like, 2 a.m., it's time.
Yeah.
Get up. Hooman would sleep early, 7?
Yeah, 6.
Six.
Oh, 6 o'clock. Well, Did you get a full night's sleep?
What time did you wake up? No, I woke up at 11:30 and then went back to bed at 12:30. Oh. Mm.
Is this because you have a big weekend ahead with actress
Mia Maestro?
Thank you.
No, I had a crazy week this week. I, you know, there was a movie review, and then Chris Kelly was, he did two huge events. And
did you attend both?
Yeah, one was about improving civil discourse because the Republicans and Democrats absolutely hate each other. So he brought a group of, like, high thinkers. All, at one point, I'm standing in this circle, and every single person in the group was kind of talking about what college they went to. And, you know, one person's like, oh, I went to Harvard as well. I went to Harvard as well. So finally they come to me. They go, how about you? I'm like, well, I don't want to brag, but I went to four junior colleges. And everyone's jaw hits the ground. And I go, listen, one other thing. I'm one of the few people you'll ever meet who has an AA. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Everybody.
I love it.
So then one other girl walks over and she goes, I went to Dartmouth. Which I guess, is that a step down from Harvard? It sounds like it is.
I would say so, yeah. Yes.
And I go, you know how many people make fun of Dartmouth, right? And she just started laughing and laughing because that's kind of the joke. You know all the Judd Apatow movies, they make fun of the Dartmouth.
Dartmouth?
Yeah, because of the name. Because it's just so pretentious.
Dartmouth?
Yeah.
Dartmouth is pretentious?
I don't get the joke.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Explain the joke to me.
It's a
upper crust
joke. I guess if you're a Harvard guy, you get the Dartmouth joke.
Yeah.
Dartmouth is the Poland of college jokes.
It must be.
I always see sweatshirts with Dartmouth
in
movies.
Yeah, I see that in Princeton. Those are the two.
Didn't you go to UC Hayward? UC East Bay?
It's Cal State Hayward.
Oh, Cal State. Yeah. I don't know.
But what's it called? Now?
It's called, I'm not going to call it by its name. I'm not calling it by its name.
Cal State East Bay.
It should be always Cal State Hayward.
And that's not a junior college, is it?
Why don't
you just say, I went to Cal State.
And then Hayward.
Hayward.
And then, you know, that big rugby thing's happening right now, right? Because we're playing ads for it. So Chris kicked that off. So I had
fantastic.
That was this week or last night?
That was on Wednesday, that's why Thursday I was finally... Because I saw Equalizer 2, then the Civil Discourse,
you should have seen Mamma Mia. I was thinking of all the movies that opened this weekend. I'm like, the one I would want to see is Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
You still haven't seen...
I would never want to see that. Like,
yeah, I would never want to see that.
Oh, really?
With my whole life, I'd never
want
to see that.
Oh, my God.
There isn't one thing in me that wants
all
to see that.
But ABBA. But the ABBA songs.
Nah, I'm not that into ABBA.
I'm not going to do it either.
I love ABBA. No,
you're on your own.
You should go see that one.
Yeah.
Let us know how that is.
You do it. You do the review.
Review.
Take your kids. They'll want to go.
Yeah. Be sure to see.
I know. Weirdos.
See Mr. Rogers. That's the movie to see, that documentary.
Yeah. I do want to see that.
Did you post that video?
Yeah, if you want to tell everybody.
We have to show Vinny.
My God.
Vinny, go to your
yesterday
Instagram.
Or the day before, we were talking about the Shiggy challenge.
Oh,
was
yesterday.
Oh,
maybe
wait,
it was
is this Rudy?
Yeah.
I saw it
so
on.
So Rudy
on the...
did it. So we posted it up.
Is this Bryn he's with or
Bryn? Yeah, Bryn is like giving him a ride to BART yesterday. And I think
why does
in
he know that dance?
Everybody knows the dance.
You know it?
Yeah. Oh, no,
well,
I don't know how to do it.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
I mean, don't you just do whatever and then
you just
do
whatever,
heart?
But then you do the heart. But then he was doing like a steering wheel thing.
He has he has a dance down.
Yeah, I think he's making up most of that, Ben.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really just about sort of going along with the car. So he's rolling along with Bryn's car. And then
Bryn's like, get in.
Bryn starts to leave him behind. You can see him kind of running
It's really cute, actually. I think they've done a good job here.
We were laughing our asses off.
It looks like they're having the time of their lives.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that's up at Radio Alice973 Instagram?
Yes, that's correct.
Alice973 Instagram, everybody.
If you want to
check
laugh.
It out. Yep.
And you know you do.
Who doesn't want to laugh?
The guy walking by behind is staring directly at him.
Oh,
like,
is
what
he really? I didn't even notice that.
It's like, come on, dude, get with the viral video scene.
What is that donkey doing in the street?
Well, he's dancing with a huge smile. The thing about Rudy is the guy just radiates like happiness and fun.
That's his job.
He's just so enthusiastic about stuff. I love that. I love people who are just like, let's do it. It sounds great. Let's go.
415 says, you guys, the whole world knows that dance. You're like 2 weeks late to this. You know what? I'm not going to say your name because I see your name every time you post and you like.
Are they just rotten?
No, she's not rotten. She just always has something to say.
Well,
that's good.
That's nice. It's good.
Is it ever positive? That's the question. Yeah. When she speaks, is there anything positive coming out of her mouth?
It's usually criticizing.
Well, that's fine. You know, that's
we like participation.
It's totally
absolutely.
Fine. And she's not wrong. I was hip to this thing.
Well, we were on vacation
Monday,
is the thing, and then we were Sonoma. So
right, we had
we
had
didn't
a couple
know the stories.
Busy weeks.
We just didn't.
There wasn't.
Talk
there really
about it.
Was no story until it's until like celebrities started jumping on. Like, there's a million viral videos. We don't sit around talking about
well,
those
yeah,
all day.
And when Drake's name is attached to him, I'm like skipping, skip.
Boo!
Skip.
Kiki, do you love me? Yeah, total boo. Huge boo on Drake. I agree. Thanks for agreeing.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining the Friday party. Drake sucks.
You're
Drake makes all
yourself.
The other music in the top 100 sound good.
Oh, my God.
Have you started practicing? You know how you practice for us. Have you practiced Mia? Are you like, Mia?
Oh, Mia Maestro. For
yeah, like you're going to have questions to ask. You have to entertain an audience with that subject matter for
20
30
minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah.
But those people are into it.
Wow.
You know?
Well,
they're not people that watch Big Brother and Survivor. These are highbrows.
What?
They're into
not
the
wrong.
Movie. They're not
that's
necessarily
right.
into
have you
your
met
questions.
Sarah and Vinny, they're very highbrow.
Me and Vinny?
Yeah.
Well, me and Mia are gonna sit down and go
and
over
Mia.
The questions.
Oh, like, go over the questions with us.
I don't
Give
have them yet.
You're
I
gonna go over the questions with her?
Yeah, yeah.
In advance?
Absolutely. This
well,
is in front of an audience.
So
you're
going to
plan the questions.
Yes,
He's
I am going
to
plan the. Yeah,
to
I care.
His
I,
questions.
No,
it's just like
her,
the movie reviews.
Yes,
oh.
exactly. So, Rudy, here's what you're going to say. When I say this, here's what I need you to say.
Right.
Right, Human?
You guys are very negative this morning.
Are we losing up? We're losing up.
But you called us lowbrow monkeys.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
who does that?
I mean, come on, Big Brother and Survivor.
They're awesome shows.
All right. Well, you guys are. Not hybrid.
See? We're the ones who are negative.
You again.
I know.
You are negative, yes.
We're not negative. Are you kidding me? I couldn't be any happier.
That doesn't
I'm
mean
so
positive.
Happy. As soon as I get home, I'm going to clean out my fish filter. Oh, I can't
How's
wait.
How's that back?
It's bad. It's not great.
It's still bad?
It's just not great.
You threw your back out doing a jigsaw puzzle a week ago, and you're still having trouble with that?
I am.
And we discussed this. We can't talk about our ailments.
I know. So I'm not. I wouldn't. He brought it up. I wouldn't have said anything about it. It's just
and
a pain in the ass.
It's going to be reoccurring now.
No, it's
now
not.
Now that it's
be.
Happened,
it's oh it's getting better. God. It's way better than it was a week ago. That's for sure.
Just well, don't play any cornhole this weekend, or is that what it's called?
Cornhole? Oh, you think cornhole throw it out?
Yes.
Yesterday,
if a jigsaw puzzle can do it, yes.
Yeah, but the thing about that is the jigsaw must have just been the way I was hanging over the board for so long. You know how you know just supporting my torso on my knees.
Supporting my torso.
You know, like if you're kneeling and you're kind of like leaning over a table and like you'd go reaching. Oh, that even hurt.
Oh
like
no!
Well, I was leaning forward and reaching forward. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
All right.
I'll be good.
You say so.
You know, it's just one of those freak injuries that sometimes people get when they're old. It doesn't matter. I plan to just relax this weekend. We're going to play some badminton. That can't hurt my back, can it?
Badminton? You're not playing badminton.
Sure I am.
How are you going to do that?
You just totally hurt your back reaching over the board right now.
And you didn't
about?
Even reach for anything. You were pretend reaching.
I know. That was bad.
Get him!
Shut up, Hooman! Hooman loves badminton. We'll play some badminton with you on Sunday
you
when
can't
you come
move.
Over. I can move. I move as I'm, long as I don't bend.
I said to her, I go, how about I set you up with a great masseuse or acupuncture or anybody that can help you with it? No, thanks.
Yeah,
no.
I'm getting
no,
better
thank you.
Every day. I'm better today than I was yesterday.
Are you?
I don't know. You can't reach
kind of
the
same.
Bowl.
It's just the position I was in. Shut up. I'm working out still. Doing
good.
Yeah, so
that's probably
happening.
Helping it.
So you're
too.
Telling me you did the elliptical in the
some
naked
stretching.
Gym last night.
I did I got in the naked gym, got all sweaty.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it's great. I'm fine. It's very just a little twingy, that's all.
Twingy.
You know. You know how it is.
Well,
you got a little something going on. Yeah. You're like, oh, everything's fine till you turn just the wrong way. Oh,
mm-hmm. Then it reminds you.
Yeah, don't do that again.
50.
Dude, 51. I'm almost 52.
Oh!
Dude, I just never thought it would happen to me.
Oh my God.
You just don't. You just don't think it's gonna happen. You know, you spend your whole life. You're young. You're like, oh, that's that old stuff. That old people stuff. That's for old other people.
Well, I was gonna say, as long as you feel good, but your back hurts.
She doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
I do. I feel fine. It's as long as I'm not moving.
Nothing, Vinny.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh.
If I'm wearing the same underwear that I'm wearing right now on Monday, it's been a good weekend.
Winning.
Get out of here. You're not serious.
Yes, she is. She'll probably change her underwear
I'll
at some
change
point.
My underwear.
You'll take
I'm
a
kidding.
Shower at some point.
Yeah, I'll take a shower maybe Sunday.
Friday's my leg shaving day, so I'm hoping I get to that.
Oh, is that why you guys do it on Friday? Because you shave your legs?
Yeah, I shave all my stuff.
You shave once a week?
Yeah, once a week. I don't need to.
So right now your legs are hitting.
Oh God, they're awful. Want to see?
Yeah, let's can we post that?
No. That's a week worth.
Oh my God, you have full blown hairs.
Right there.
There's full on hairs there.
You want to see my underarms?
Oh my God.
Oh no, you don't shave your underarms?
Once a week.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's not that bad.
What are you talking about? That was a
full-blown
gerbil.
Yeah, it's stubbly.
It's stubbly. It's no big deal.
Oh my God, really?
I would think that'd be automatic because every day I take a shower, I shave.
If I shave them every day, they get irritated.
Oh.
And I'm not, you know, I just...
No need?
Just, what do I care?
I don't know. Do you wear tank tops? I wear tank tops every day.
I don't
day.
Wear tank tops. Mm. I just have a t-shirt on or whatever. Mm-hmm. If I was going to wear something that was going to reveal my legs although I do wear shorts at home all the time, and oh well. My legs are just not that hairy. Stop it. Not Chewbacca.
Chewy.
I did about...
Well, those hairs on your leg are black and a quarter inch long.
They're not a quarter
they're
inch
a
long.
They're a quarter inch long.
Wow.
No. Come and look, Yuzi. They're not a quarter inch.
Yeah. Let me see how
Kuman,
bad mine
come
are.
Come look.
Those are
I mean, you could say they're like,
back us up.
Like 3/16 of an inch, maybe.
I'll give you somewhere. I'm thinking
let's
like.
Longer.
Oh, no. You have a bunch, too?
I haven't shaved since
5:30
Sonoma.
5:30 seconds.
All right,
let's
Jesus Christ.
Oh, she hasn't even shaved since Sonoma. Shaved since Sonoma.
What is the deal, you two?
We're married.
Yeah, you said.
Should we take a picture of this?
Yeah, you got to.
You need some moisturizer. Girl.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
I don't know if it's capturing the hair.
It's got to get the
I'm not even going to look.
He's taking the picture. Come look.
I don't know that I should.
You should. Come look.
Vinny doesn't want to change the view of you girls.
Oh, Christ, you Zach.
Oh, my God.
All right. What the hell?
We're married. Who cares?
What your guys
break
do?
They don't care. Please, don't I'm only care. Doing them on Friday, and I've just shaved and moisturized. It's gonna be good. It'll be fun. Oh, I
yeah,
hope
they
I can
don't
do
care.
It
they're just happy to be there. Okay. Yeah.
Really? I get to? Okay.
Man, that is rough.
It's not rough. It'll be nice and smooth later.
I know, but right now, and plus, I mean, you already hate what penises look like, and now you're telling us you shave once a week.
Oh, you know what? I just realized. I didn't shave. I shaved the night before the pool party. Mm-hmm. I shaved last Tuesday.
That's probably the last time I shaved.
Yep. So that's why it looks extra hairy. Because I was looking good.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Dark.
So you're saying you didn't do them last Friday? Then?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
well, last
boy.
Thursday I injured my back. So there was no way I was going to shave my legs on Friday.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything on Friday. Woo-hoo. Good thing I put out earlier in the week. You got to take care of your man's needs. You know.
Would she just lie there anyway?
No, Hooman. Believe it or not, I don't. I'm an active participant. I want John to know that he is loved and desired.
Is this how your night sounds?
Were you at my house taping? Oh my God. Britt, it's like you're there.
That's actual audio.
That's actual audio.
Hiding in the closet.
I think that's recording. Wrong. I don't
Let's
think
hear
you
that
should.
One more time.
Friday at the
anymore.
Clark House.
It even sounds like I'm yelling John's name.
Oh, yeah.
John,
Let's
John,
say, again,
John, John,
Let's
John.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
John, John. John Moore, yeah, go. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
What,
it's,
it? Al-
it's already a really good day. Yeah, it is.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Oh, are we doing it?
Are we doing it now?
Well, it's already started. What do you mean, no?
Are we doing it now? Let's do it.
You know, back in the day, I used to just throw that in, just that one snippet of
But then it started to become.
And then somehow it became like
the montage.
A montage, yeah.
Let's do the montage.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just continue from the next song.
No, I want to hear the other one first.
Oh, we don't want that
problem. Oh, yeah. We decided to stop playing.
We're going to get rid of what you want. Okay, sure.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Your back hurts. You can't even dance.
I'm doing it.
No.
We do
She's dancing like a robot right now. She can't throw out her back again.
Oh, that's so funny.
How we do it.
To Cali.
I'm going.
I don't think so.
Sarah can barely move.
I know.
Shut up, I'm moving. I don't think so.
I'm a little harder for you.
Master. Oh. Wow.
Look at you. You can't move.
I'm moving.
Make it rain on the hoes.
God, who made it? Make it rain on the hoes. Look at me jumping.
Hoes.
Rain on the hoes.
Oh,
someone
yeah, I do.
That's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Say yes,
nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes,
nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes,
nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes,
nobody can say no.
Ebola.
Oh, that was short.
You love.
Don't rush it.
Yeah.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party.
Oh.
To show Avicii I was
rest
cool.
In peace, Avicii. It was something to do.
Oh. Woo!
And Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Play it.
Boo! It's like
it's like the traction version or something. You're like completely immobile below the neck.
I was dancing. It was all good.
Yeah, with your hands. She was like this the whole time.
That's not dancing.
Well, I don't want to, you know, throw my back out again. I'm trying to be careful.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's play a song.
All right.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy GD Friday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.